What are the rules of the road? Unsure? Officer John Abraham is with us to answer your questions. Seattle Motorcycle Officer John Abraham has been on the job for 22 years. He's also lead officer of the hospital response team and chair of the Help the Officer program that works with the families of policemen who've been shot or died in the call of duty. But he's here today to answer your questions about driving and the rules of the road. We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's toll-free, 800-289-5869. Or write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Let's get right to it, Officer Abraham. Mark wrote to us earlier today. He said, this morning, I was traveling north on East Marginal Way, south of Boeing Field, five lanes, two north, two south, and a turn lane. On my shoulder, the northbound lane, a school bus had pulled onto the shoulder. The bus turned on its stop sign, which opened up into traffic. Should the northbound people have to stop?
Don't. No, even, they should not.
Even if that stop sign's flipping out there.
Well, the difference is you have, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's got one, two, three, four lanes northbound and one, two, three.
He writes two lanes south and two lanes north and one turn lane.
I think, yeah.
The bus
so
is off on the
lanes.
Side.
No,
yeah, yeah, so five lanes altogether.
If the bus is over on the far side, they need not stop unless they're in an area where they're going to start crossing children that you can obviously see a crosswalk, and that's why the bus is stopping there and he's going to cross children in a crosswalk.
I could see why that'd be confusing, though. You see that sign flip out from the front of the bus and your instinct is to stop, but
correct.
Not necessarily on a busy road like that.
Correct.
And we got this also from Brandy. Same kind of question. Could you please ask your expert to clarify the road rules regarding stopping for school buses? I know I'm supposed to stop as a two-lane road, but in my area, there are several school bus stops on a busy five-lane road. I've been honked at for stopping on a two-way street with a short concrete divider. I was traveling in the opposite direction of the school bus. Was I not supposed to stop in that case where there's a two-lane road?
Two-lane road, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-lane road, if you're going in the opposite direction, no. If there's a curb lane that the bus goes into and there's two additional lanes going in the same direction, you can pass on the far side lane. But again, it depends on where the bus stops, whether or not it's at a legitimate crosswalk, and it's obvious to the people that the bus driver is stopping there to cross children in the crosswalk.
Let's go to Wendy. She's calling today from West Seattle. Have you got a question for Officer Abraham? 206-543-5869. Wendy, how you doing?
Hi, good, thanks.
What's your question?
I actually just occurred to me, this happened to me a few minutes ago, if you are waiting to take over someone's parallel parking space, should you pull up in front of the car that's coming out or behind the car that's coming out? And then also, if you're a person who's driving behind me, should you wait for me to park or can you go in the opposing lane and go around?
Okay, first of all, where do you pull in front of the car that's pulling out or behind the car that's pulling out?
That would be specific to the roadway. I would suggest behind the car, let the car get out, because if you pull in front of him, then he or she is going to have a great deal of difficulty trying to get the car out of the parking space. As soon as that car leaves, you pull forward beside the car in front of it with your turn signal on the whole time from the time that you stopped to let that car out until you're going into that parking space so that the vehicles behind you can see that. If it's safe to do so, the vehicle behind you can go into the oncoming lane, but it's going to depend on the roadway. It's going to depend on what's in the center as far as the ability to cross the center line and or a double turn lane.
Also, as a practical matter, I'll just point out, if you're before that car that's pulling out, then no one's going to sneak up behind you and get into that place.
Exactly. I didn't want to say that.
Does that answer your question, Wendy?
Well, yeah, it does, except that in Seattle, I find most of the time people pull up in front of the car that's coming out because they think that their car then is better positioned to back into the space. But then it causes all sorts of problems because the car coming out then has to go into the opposing lane to get around you.
Yeah, yeah, that does cause problems.
And if you've got a little car that can sneak in behind the car that's exiting, they can take your parking space, and then it changes into a whole new ballgame.
Wendy, thanks a lot for your phone call. Let's go to Richard. He's listening today in the Fremont neighborhood. We're getting the rules of the road from Officer John Abraham from the Seattle Police Department. Richard, what's your question?
My question concerns bicycle lanes. Now we have lots of bicycle lanes on each side of a two-lane street. And I've had this problem a couple times when I come out and turn right like I normally would into the right-hand lane. there's bicycles coming down at me.
Okay, and your question is?
Well, is that legal? Because I can't even see these guys if they're on essentially going against the traffic.
I guess I'm missing your visual on this one. If they're on, they're supposed to be, the bicycle lanes are designed for them to be going in the same direction that you're going. Are you referring to the fact that they're coming in the opposite direction toward you?
Yes.
No, that's not the way it's supposed to go.
Well, it does go that way some places, so.
Well, you're supposed to go in the direction of indicators on the roadway. That's the direction of travel. That way, the people that are driving motor vehicles can anticipate the fact that those vehicles are coming up on their right and be able to adjust accordingly to make a right-hand turn and be watching for a bicycle. If you're making a turn and somebody's coming at you in the same lane in the wrong direction, that's rights and responsibilities of a bicycle rider.
Just wanted to make sure.
Okay, Richard, thanks a lot for your phone call. You know, some bicycle riders, though, feel safer if they can see the cars coming at them rather than coming up behind them.
Well, I totally agree. I understand where they're coming from. I mean, it's you got to be aware and you got to be watching for bicycles, as bicycles got to be watching for cars because they're just not there. But my understanding of that last question was there were arrows or bicycle lanes in both directions, which means the bicycles need to be, say, northbound in the northbound lane and southbound in the southbound lane. They don't get to go southbound in the northbound lanes.
Well, I got to say, I just wish it was like in Copenhagen, where the bike lanes are completely separated from the roadway. There'll be the sidewalk, a bicycle lane, parked car lane, and then the cars that are going. It's so easy to bicycle in a place like that.
I think we may be getting to that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that's coming in the future, I must admit. I think the city's direction is to go to mass transit, what with the light rail and the buses systems the way they are, and Amtrak, and it's north and south of commuter trains. So I think it's going to come that way in the future. If you've ever been to Rome, in Rome, you pull up to a stop sign in a car, and invariably, or a stoplight, and while you're waiting for the light to change, 600 bicycles and scooters will come between all the cars parked in front of you, and then you have to wait for them all to go. I mean, it's not far-fetched. A lot of people are looking at gas prices and saying they're very expensive, and a bicycle might be an alternative. So, yes, like I said, bicycle groups and the city of Seattle need to work together to try and make it safe for both bicycles and or vehicles.
We got this tweeted to us. Where, when is it okay to hang out in the left lane? Seattle drivers do it everywhere all the time. It drives me nuts.
According to the traffic code, I'm wondering if he's referring to making a left turn.
It seems to say that they do it all the time, regardless. They're staying in the left lane. I mean, there's that assumption that if you're driving slower, you should be in the right lane.
Maybe, correct. Maybe slow lane would be in the right, yeah. But as long as they're doing the traffic speed limit, I mean, they can maintain that left lane. If they're talking about making a left turn and entering the intersection and staying blocking the lane, that's not the way the law is written. They're supposed to wait until they can actually make a free turn and the traffic is clear coming in the opposite direction.
We've got John on the line. He's giving us a call today from South Seattle. John, what's your question for Officer Abraham?
Hi. I'm wondering, if there's a bus lane that I can use, I can get in the bus lane in my car to turn right, okay? Can I use that bus lane to turn right into if I'm, say, coming out of a shop, you know, like a parking lot of a strip mall or something, and there's traffic in the other two lanes? Can I get into the bus lane, get up to speed, and then filter into the car lane?
So use the bus lane to merge into traffic?
Most, yeah. Yes, you can.
Good. Got that? The answer is yes.
Super.
Thanks for your phone call. Let's go to Maureen, listening to us today on Queen Anne Hill. Maureen, what's your question?
Hi. My question is, when you have two lanes that have the opportunity to turn right, at a red light, can both of those lanes turn or only the curbside lane?
Are they arrowed so both lanes can turn?
Yes.
Then both lanes can turn.
Wonderful.
The curb lane needs to stay to the far right as they make the turn, and the center, the left person needs to swing wide and go into the center lane or whatever lane that's available.
Great, and thank you. This is a great service for all of us.
Why, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
We're glad you find it useful, Maureen. Thanks for your phone call. We got this email from Mitch. What should you do when an emergency vehicle with its siren on is behind you and you're stopped at a red light? Can you be ticketed for not running the red light, even if it's dangerous?
You don't want to run the red light in case somebody coming in the opposite directions or to your right or left are coming towards you. The maneuver would be that you would make a right turn onto the street that is to your right and then go around the block. What you need to do is get out of the way.
But what if you're not in the curb lane? What if you're in the middle lane and it's just two lanes and the emergency vehicle is coming up right behind you and you can't turn to the right because there's a car right to your right?
Well, you still need to... The coding, the police officer or the aid unit or whatever is going to anticipate that you're going to try and get over to the right. So although sometimes people to your right aren't going to let you in, your effort to move to the right will allow the police or fire vehicle to go past you on the left. That is their training. And if you were to move to the left, you might move into their path and block them. If you've ever been on the freeway and you've been in, say, the carpool lane, and an aid unit or a police vehicle comes up behind you and it's rush hour and all the lanes are full, you will see that the police vehicle will wait until all vehicles pull off over to the right out of that lane so he or she can proceed, and they won't use the shoulder.
We've got a call right now from Carl, who's giving us a call from Federal Way. Carl, what's your question?
Left to turn arrows are the bane of my existence. Seems like, especially sometimes you sit there at a left turn arrow and you can see basically the end of the hemisphere, yet I can't take a left even though the traffic. So if I'm going north, the north and southbound traffic are both have green lights. Except if I'm going north, there's nobody coming southbound, but I'm stuck at a left turn arrow and I can't go. There's been some technological advances in my neighborhoods anyways of blinking arrows, but it seems like in the city especially, there aren't those, especially with the old traffic lights, things like that. Is that a traffic safety issue? Is that a municipality issue? Who makes those decisions? Because it seems like you can sit at those left turn arrows for just hours and hours, and you're looking at no oncoming traffic
I've had the opposite experience, Carl, but let's see what Officer Abraham has to say.
The arrows and the traffic light configurations are set by Seattle Department of Transportation, and they're usually done designed that way because of traffic flow at different hours of the day, so that in peak hour, that hour arrow would probably be more than adequate for the amount of traffic that would be going in the opposite direction. However, in lighter traffic times, then that arrow would be holding a long time or longer than normal, and there's less traffic, if that makes any sense. If you have an issue with a specific traffic light, the best solution would be to contact the Seattle Department of Transportation and ask them to take a look at that arrow to maybe fix it. If you want another problem, try being a motorcycle when all the pressure mats that are in this city and your motorcycle doesn't activate any lights. You actually have to get off your bike, walk over, and push a walk sign.
Hey, Carl, thanks a lot for your call. I had a question, too. How smart are these left turn signals? It seems to me sometimes that they don't go green if there are no cars in the lane. Are they smart enough to know that no one needs to turn left so they don't turn green?
That one I'm going to have to take a pass on because I don't know how the computer are set up by the City Department of Transportation or how the pressure mats in the roadway are configured.
If you're someone who's with the Department of Transportation and knows the answer to that question, will the green left turn light not turn green if there's no one in that lane? Give us a call, 206-543-5869. We've got Cheryl on the line, and she's calling us today from Kirkland. Cheryl, thanks for your call. What's your question?
Oh, hi. So there are a couple of these junctions in Kirkland and also actually in Seattle, too. And I just wondered, it's a roundabout, and it has four exits, but two of the exits have a stop sign. If I'm coming up to the roundabout and I stop at the stop sign and there's nothing coming on my right, but I want to go all the way around the roundabout, I obviously indicate go all the way around. But if there's a car coming when I'm on the roundabout, should do I give way or does the car that doesn't have the stop sign give way?
I'm going to have to, unless I saw the actual roundabout, I wouldn't be able to make a real legitimate comment on that. However, what I've seen with a lot of the roundabouts that are being built is that the vehicle on your right usually has a yield sign that says that they're to yield to you in the center of the island. But again, I would have to see the actual roundabout because they're different in different cities, and there are different sign configurations depending on the number of lanes that are coming into the roundabout.
Sorry, can't answer that one. It sounds a little bit too detailed, Cheryl. We're doing our best here to answer all of your questions, though. Here's a very specific one from John for you, Officer Abraham. Why do Seattle police still issue 16 times as many jaywalking tickets as failure to yield tickets? Why, sir?
I believe the statistics were last year or the year before, there were 118 people seriously injured or killed in crosswalks in the city of Seattle. And the mayor's office is very aware of this and is trying to make people aware that they need to stop and wait for traffic to clear. The other thing is now with bicycle lanes and vehicle lanes, when people are making right turns and they have the flashing numbers, people seem to think that the flashing number means that I still have 3 or 4 seconds to get across the street. What it means is that if you're in the street, you have 3 or 4 seconds to get out of the street, not to go off the curb into the street. The city has started making some changes with reference to their crosswalks. They now have the flashing numbers, and they're also making a delay with the flashing hand, which means do not cross, so that right turn cars can make right turns because pedestrians will continue to cross and not permit cars to make turns, which creates frustration and people make mistakes. The other thing is there's a lot of people walking around with iPods and cell phones that are walking across the street and not paying attention. And we're trying to make people aware. I apologize if people are getting jaywalking citations only because of the financial thing, but I will not apologize for them getting tickets for walking in front of cars or creating an unsafe condition.
Is John accurate when he says Seattle police issues 16 times as many jaywalking tickets as failure to yield tickets? Do you think that's true?
I am not certain of the exact numbers. I would say it's
probably... Would you be surprised if that was the case? Based on what you just told us, it sounds as though you're finding fault on both sides.
Both sides. There are both sides. And we are definitely trying to enforce both laws. And the right-of-way pedestrian and the jaywalking ticket. The numbers, though, I'm not certain of.
John, we'd love it if you'd send us the information you got that from or a link to where you found that to conversation at kuow.org. Let's go to Eugene listening to us today. If you just tuned in, Officer John Abrahams comes in once in a while and to answer, John Abraham answers your questions about traffic. Eugene, what's yours?
This is sort of an urban legend in my family. We all disagree on this. If you're sitting at a red light and you flash your high beams, will that activate the green light to go faster?
The answer to that question is no.
You heard it here. We're dispelling that myth right now. Eugene, thanks for your phone call. Galen writes to say, if you're in a turn-only lane, do you still have to turn on your turn signal?
Yes. And think about it, even if you're in the turn lane, it lets people coming up behind you that may not realize it's a turn lane that you're turning. And believe me, there are people that are coming up behind you that don't know it's a turn lane.
It's true. Let's go to Sally in South Seattle. Sally, you've got a question about a Y intersection. What is it?
So if you're at a Y intersection and you're in, you know, like the V leg of the Y going straight, well, straight, it's a slight bend, but you're turning right, essentially. And there's no traffic. It's a red light. There's no traffic coming from the left. They have a stoplight as well. Can you turn right on red, or it's basically a veer?
So in a Y intersection, can you take a right on red?
You can. Yeah, you're entitled to a free right on red, as long as it's safe to do so.
Okay.
But you have to come to a complete stop first. Am I missing the question?
Well, so like, even if it's, because it's technically you're on the same street that you've been on, but you're two streets merging into one. Does that make sense?
Okay, I think I know what you're saying. Yeah, you should still be able to make the right turn.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sally, thanks for your call. This from an anonymous listener who writes, a driver is on a two-way street waiting at a stoplight. His intention is to turn left onto a one-way street. After coming to a complete stop and ensuring that traffic is clear, is it legal for him to make that left turn against the red light?
Yes, it is.
Is it the same as if he's in a left turn lane only?
If you're going onto a one-way street and you're on a two-way street and you want to make the left turn you're entitled to do so as long as traffic in the opposite, in the direction coming towards you. It's like having a free right.
I would not have guessed that. I didn't know the right turn on red thing's pretty well known, but left turn on red's okay if the street's clear and you're going into a one-way street.
An example would be if somebody knows downtown, if you come down James Street to 2nd, if you come down a westbound street to 2nd Avenue, that's one way. There's no traffic coming eastbound at you, and there's no traffic coming southbound on 2nd Avenue. You can make a free left.
Officer John Abraham, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. Sorry for my absence.
And if you did not get your question answered, just email it to us, conversation@kuow.org. We will put it to the top of the queue for the next time Officer Abraham's with us. David Hyde produces our show with Arwin Nix, along with production help from Cameron Drews. Bernard Ouellette is in charge. I'm Ross Reynolds. Thanks for joining us.